President Trump has announced a new national security advisor. Robert O'Brien served as an ambassador with the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs. His appointment does not require confirmation by the Senate, and it comes amid escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie joins us now. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Tanya.
So what can you tell us about Robert O'Brien?
Well, as you mentioned, for the past couple years, he's been working on trying to get American hostages abroad released. And he's had some success, helped free Americans who are being held in places like North Korea and Yemen. There's perhaps up to 20 or so Americans still being held. But listeners may, the case they may be most familiar with is that of ASAP Rocky. Now, he was the rapper who faced assault charges in Sweden. O'Brien went there last month to monitor that case. And again, obviously a legal case, not a hostage situation. ASAP Rocky was found guilty and was sort of released on time served and has come back. O'Brien, meanwhile, most of his career, he's been a lawyer in California, punctuated with these sort of periods of government services, as he's been doing most recently.
A big question that folks have, they'll be comparing him to John Bolton, which we know was known as a hawk. He pushed for military intervention on the world stage. What's O'Brien like in comparison?
Well, almost polar opposites in terms of temperament and personality. O'Brien, obviously a lesser-known figure. He's low-key, behind the scenes, a negotiator. The job he had required discretion, put a premium on discussions and negotiations. He hasn't expressed strong public opinions, and we don't know exactly where he stands. And he's probably likely to emphasize the advisor role in national security advisor rather than being a strong advocate for a specific policy as Bolton was.
Speaking about that role and how that role plays into the Trump administration, President Trump has already been through three security advisors, including Bolton. What's really the state of the White House's national security team right now?
Well, it's never been an orderly process under this president. You know, going back to his first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who didn't even last a month. Now, some would say this is an impossible job because of the way the president operates, acting on his gut and making unpredictable moves, and that he doesn't really want any sort of process. And O'Brien is likely to struggle, as his predecessors have, to create some sort of orderly process when it comes to national security.
This appointment also comes at a particularly tense time, with the administration blaming Iran for the drone attacks against Saudi Arabia. What do we know about how O'Brien might approach this?
We don't really know, because he doesn't express these public opinions on these kinds of questions. But based on his career, I think we could expect somebody who will take a measured, lawyerly approach, someone who has this deep experience as a negotiator. That'll sort of be his point, rather than publicly expressing strong opinions. You know, he is on Twitter, but all his tweets have been about getting hostages released, or his efforts are retweeting the president or Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State. He doesn't express his personal opinions.
Very quickly, we have about 30 seconds. I mean, a question that probably a lot of people have is, if the president fires advisors he agrees with, what use is this position anyway? I mean, it seems that the Trump administration has been redefining this role of national security advisor.
Yeah, I mean, I think the president has even said, well, actually, it's a pretty easy job because I don't really take advice. I make my own decisions. But traditionally, the national security advisor tries to pull together different opinions, State Department, Pentagon, and offer those suggestions to the president. Presumably, that's the kind of role O'Brien would try to play.
That's NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Tanya.